It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The work to redraw the state's congressional districts gets underway today. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains the job is complicated because Colorado is likely to gain another seat in Congress.
This is the first time that Colorado has used an independent commission to draw new maps for elections. In fact, it's one of the first states in the nation to try this approach, which is supposed to reduce the influence of partisan politics. But the U.S. Census data that the group needs to make its decisions is set to arrive several months late. The group may decide to draft the new district lines based on estimates and projections rather than the final data. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Colorado lawmaker wants to create an office to help immigrants and refugees adjust to life in the state. Newly elected Democratic Representative Eamon Judah told Colorado Matters she's working on a state office of new Americans. Judah is a first-generation Palestinian American.
I found myself oftentimes navigating these spaces for my parents, translating and looking up resources, but really didn't feel like I had someone, an agency or an office to really lean on.
Judah says the office would be multilingual and provide critical resources to immigrants. It would be paid for with grants at first, then potentially through taxes. A bill to expand how cannabis-based medicine is used in schools is moving through the legislature. It would require school boards to make policies that allow school staff who volunteer to possess and administer medicine with cannabis to children. Stacy Lynn is the mother of Jack Split, a student who launched the campaign to reform Colorado's laws on medical cannabis use in schools. He died in 2016.
Pharmaceutical medicines failed our children. We didn't do this because it was a neato thing to do. We've been fighting for the lives of our children for 6 years.
Many children with complicated medical issues like epilepsy have found relief with cannabis-based medicine. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.